Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. There is no other. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. We've got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business, wherever you are on the time continuum of small business ownership, from thinking about it to startup to growth to maturity to divestiture. We're all going to, all business owners are going to enter their business. They're going to start a business. They're going to grow it, and they're going to leave it. It could happen real quick. It has to me, or it can happen over a long time. It's happening to me right now. I'm in my business now, the 26th year, but one day I'll leave. I'll flip the switches. I'll turn the lights off for the last time. And so we're all on a time continuum of ownership, my friends, every one of us. And one of the jobs that we have to do when we're on that time continuum is the CEO. The chief executive officer. And I'm going to keep talking about this because I think this is so important. If I could do anything to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful long term, not today, not this very minute, if I'm trying to help you be successful today, this week, it would be to help you know the difference between cash flow and accounting. It would be to help you manage your cash better and build a cash flow projection. That's what I would do to help you as a manager this week. I'm not worried about whether you can buy and sell. I know you can do that. I'm not worried whether you can hire people or find customers or whatever. But I am worried about your ability to manage your cash and know how to do that. So that's what I would do if I were helping you as a manager. But what I'm trying to focus on right now is the more long-term stuff. I'm assuming that since 2008, if you're still in business, you figured most of that out. But how do we keep you? How do we make sure that you've got something sustainable? You've got an operation that's sustainable over time, success, which includes being profitable, not just cash flow, not just cash positive, but also profitable, because cash is your daily blood through your veins of your company, but profit is your sustainable circulatory blood. It's that's what moves the company along, sustains you over time. Profits. And the way you make profits, the way you find a way to be profitable is through strategy, through strategic thinking. And the only people who can do the strategic thinking are the CEOs in a company. Now, that's not to say that you can't develop the strategy and then pass it down to your people to execute. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about somebody has to say, okay, where are we going? That's what I talked about in the last segment. Where are we going? What is this company going to look like down the road? And one of the reasons I think more small business CEOs don't assume that role, don't assume the CEO role, is because they can't imagine. They'd like to think about it. They'd like to think, okay, how can I? Where would I like to go? Oh, I'd like to go here. I'd like to do this. I'd like to do that. But they can't imagine how to fund that. Where's the money going to come from? That I'd like to buy more computers. I'd like to take on another product line. I'd like to add another branch. I'd like to hire more employees. Where's that money going to come from? How am I going to fund that? And I think that's what causes a lot of CEOs, a lot of small business managers, not to step into the CEO role, because they can't imagine, they can't understand how it's no fun to develop a strategy that you can't figure out how to fund. Funding helps you have fun, okay? And so one of the most important things, I gave you have four big pictures, the four big factors, I should say, to help you with bricks, clicks, people, and capital in the last segment. Let's talk about the capital for a minute. So if I could help you do anything first, I would say, okay, start thinking about your capitalization plan as the CEO of your company. Start thinking about how to strategize a capitalization strategy, because here's the thing, my friends, if you can find a way to fund your next step, you'll find that next step. It might be the wrong step. It might not be the right one. That's okay. It might be right. It might not be right. We all make mistakes. We all have successes. That's not my concern, because I know that's going to happen. I know you're going to fail. I know you're going to succeed. But you're not even going to take the step if you can't fund it, if you don't have the capital for it. So of the four big four factors that I just mentioned, capital, I think, should be your first one to look at. Capitalization plan. What's it going to look like? Where's the money going to come from? So, and again, I come back to the three elements of that. Either retained earnings, that's profits you leave in the business that you don't spend or take out for yourself. Debt from a bank and equity investment, some kind of investment from somebody else or from you. Well, the last one is the worst one, in my opinion. The second one is not so bad because you can borrow money from the bank. Interest is not too high right now. And when you pay them off, they're out of your life, right? Retained earnings, though, that's the best capital, because that comes from customers. That's the bottom. That's what's left over from a customer giving you their money. And you manage your business profitably, and you have the discipline to leave it in the business. So that's the reason I put it in that order. Retained earnings first, borrow money from a bank second, third is equity. In that order, first, one, two, three. So think about your capitalization strategy. Find out a way to fund your future, and then you can find a way to build that future as you develop your CEO strategy. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm going to take a quick break. 29 after. I'll be right back.
Until it's gone, and I found out a little too late.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.